Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I had to look deep at what was holding me back. I had to find those things and really say, I'm leaving you behind so that I can follow Jesus. Anything draining and everything toxic had to go. Any bitterness from the failures of the past, all the hurt and the pain, I had to leave it all behind. And I want to encourage you to do the same too. Take your marriage to another level, believing God for a complete turnaround. If it's a job or your finances, tell God about it and believe He will make a way. If it's your health and you need healing, tell God about it. If you're stuck in some bad circumstance, tell God about it. And if you're encouraged, that's good. But that's not to say you won't come face to face with challenging tests. But even so, don't get distracted. Don't get discouraged. Don't quit. Don't waver to the left or to the right. God's not going to leave you out to dry. He won't leave you alone. But like the book of Joshua chapter 1 says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God is with you, so keep your eyes on Him. And look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
I really need you to understand that if you're a believer, if you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but you find yourself facing something, an issue, a problem, a job loss, heartache, it will be okay. It may not seem like it now, but keep trusting, keep believing, stick with God even though it's tough. If you leave now, where are you gonna go? Who will you believe and trust to deliver you? Here's what the Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but, here's the game changer. The Lord delivers him from them all. There is no condition that the Lord will deliver you from these problems, but others, you'll have to figure them out for yourself. No, He delivers you from them all. That's everything. Pain, emotional pain, physical pain, heartache. He will deliver you from them all. Stay obedient, stay faithful, and sure enough, God will lift you.
It's quite easy to see things that are wrong in the world and become fearful. In fact, we live in a world that promotes a spirit of fear. You turn on the news and you'll be told of a new outbreak happening here, or the food shortages happening there, or the violence taking place over there. We live in a culture where
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bad news receives more coverage than good news. Tragedy, controversy, and disaster is what makes the headlines more often than the good and the charitable. Now, in the church, well, unfortunately, there is a minority in the church of today that is also contributing to the negativity of the world. You see, when Jesus walked the earth, He was seen to love those who were in need of love, the sinners. But in some parts of the church today, there are many who neglect those who need to be shown the love of Christ because, well, they love themselves. Jesus was seen to love those who seemed unlovable, the outcasts of society, the woman at the well with many husbands, those crippled by leprosy, the woman with the issue of blood, the tax collectors. Jesus loved those considered to be the lowest of the low. But in the church today, some leaders choose to only love and associate with people who have a celebrity status or those considered to be the somebodies of this world. You don't have to look far to find something negative to dwell on in or out of the church. And so, as believers in Jesus Christ, how can we fight against these negative things that we're bombarded with? How can we combat negative, depressing, and fearful thoughts? I believe that we have to devote ourselves to doing God's work. We have to meditate on God's word, and we have to consistently remember and remind ourselves of God's goodness. I want you to notice how all three of those elements are God-centered. God's work, God's word, and God's goodness. In all things, keep your eyes on God. This isn't to say ignore what's going on around you, but don't dwell or focus on it. Your focus is extremely important.
I can tell you from my own experience that the problems of life can sometimes come upon us with no warning. And before we can get one thing straightened out, something else comes up. Have you ever felt like that? Before you can put one problem to rest, you find yourself facing another. So when storms come, we need to consistently be paddling and praying. We need to constantly be moving forward and believing. We need to be seeking His help with an expectation of His arrival. And storms can affect your home. Storms can affect your health. Storms can affect your relationship or marriage. Storms can affect our lives in so many ways. There are the storms of loneliness and depression, the storms of separation, bitterness, and unforgiveness. But as children of God, when you're in a storm, there are some things you need to get rid of. Certain things weigh you down when you're in a storm. Naysayers, the people who speak negativity into your life, the people who have no faith and no hope, those toxic people will weigh you down. There are certain habits you need to let go of. When you're in a storm, it's time to focus on the Word of God. It's time to focus on prayer. It's time to focus on worship. Some things in your life need to be thrown overboard so that they don't weigh you down. Let me tell you what God is saying to you today. When you pass through deep waters, God will be with you. When you pass through winding rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. Why? Because in any storm, in every storm, God is with you.
It's easy to be defined by one moment in life. Some people are defined by a failed relationship, a failed business venture, a divorce even, a career-ending injury. But in the Bible, the devil is called the accuser. And he would love to convince you that because of that one mistake, because of that one failure, because of that one season, you should begin to look down on yourself. But let me tell you that no matter the mistake you've made, God's plan will still prevail. God's will still be done. God knew your end from your beginning. He knew all of your highs and your lows. He numbered your good days to exceed your bad days. You might have failed, but you are not a failure. You might have had some bad choices, but that's not who you are. You might have an issue or two, but you are not your issue. And you see the enemy, as an accuser, will constantly throw negative labels to try and define you. He'll call you things like an addict, a failure, a loser, a dropout. But the word of God calls you redeemed. It calls you a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are washed and made clean by the blood of Jesus. You are healed by his stripes. You are the head and not the tail. Don't let the devil label you. He does not determine your destiny. Refuse the labels that other people try to stick on you. Never believe the lies of the accuser. You are not defined by your mistakes, but by what God says about you. You are forgiven. You are loved. You are saved by his amazing grace. So move forward. Your mistakes are in the past, and God is in your future.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribes. Your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.